Yo, what up, street togs? Street god, sexy blog togs. We're coming to the house. Rocking the Lambo hair. Just shave the sides, let the top bang. Just get some cheap Eco 5-pound gel tub and 6-pound wave vest. All right, some thoughts. Sports. So I learned this morning that the etymology of sport or sports is essentially means like distraction. It actually means to detract yourself from something that's like a diversion. It's an amusement. And I was like talking to my friend Rachel, her dad, and it's like the notion of a sports coat. I'm like a suit jacket. I'm like, what they call that, a sports coat? I'm like, kind of bizarre, right? Apparently you took a formal jacket, but you kind of made it more robust, so it'd be good for sports, like, I don't know, playing polo or, you know, riding a horse, I guess, right? And so then it seems that the ideal type of clothing is the clothing which allows you to do your leisure exercise activities more efficiently. I mean, as a guy, the best outfit is just be naked, right? Just take off your shirt. You know, pants, I kind of like these Lululemon half legging tight things, the Vital Drive series, because it just doesn't get my way when I'm lifting weights. And so essentially the purpose of clothes, things, stuff like that, is just stuff that doesn't get in your way, right? And I think also the reason why I really love walking is that, like, nothing gets in your way, like traffic don't get in your way, right? And also the nice thing is you're gonna get less aggravated because no asshole drivers on the road. Ooh, the new Toyota Crown Signia. Car is super fire. Okay, this is the pro tip. Painted side sills, these. It all makes a difference. And yeah, this has got the hatchback. I still think, whenever you come to a car, this side is always the most important, right? Make sure that everything's painted. No cheap plastic on the side. So I think the reason why this is so critical is that even the Toyota Crown, even this one's, is this painted too? No, this plastic. Yeah, so just make sure that the side sills, they have the, ooh, the Prius plug-in prime. Yeah, like, once again, guys, these things here, side stills, all the highest quality materials possible. Kind of like this. Yeah. Anyways, that's why the Lexus cars are probably better. But yeah, ultimately, the ideal is to never ever be inside a car. The super uber ideal is to just be walking around all day every day and to have a 100% pedestrian lifestyle. And I think the reason why it's so productive is that ultimately one's best thoughts and ideas come to you while walking, and the best way to be more mobile is to just obviously lighten your load. I even really like vlogging on this GoPro Mini because it's the least heavy recording device out there and it has no LCD screen, so I'm not distracted by things, and it's ultimately robust. I could throw it to the floor, it won't break, and it's also cheap. So this is also where, like, probably the best camera right now in 2024 is probably the Fujifilm X100 Vi, the 6. I love the Ricoh GR to death, but then the problem is because the lens mechanism opens and closes when you turn it on and off, sooner or later that's gonna jam and break. I mean, like, since I'm super hardcore, like, I have over 1 million actuations on my Ricoh GR3X, it just dies after a while. And I'm like, man, I can't be effed to keep buying new Ricohs, because I'm like, man. Actually, the good thing is, like, the Lumix G9 that I bought in, what, 2017, 2018 in Japan, and got a new pancake, it's still running like a champ. So the simple thought is, if it ain't broke, don't fix it or don't upgrade it. So yeah, if there's something not, if there's nothing wrong with the camera, if it ain't broke, it, like, if it still turns on, takes pictures, just stick with it. The best mods is actually weight reduction mods, right? So for example, let's say you have a mirrorless interchangeable camera lens system. Very, very simple. Just buy the cheapest, thinnest, most lightweight lens possible. Even on my Lumix, I used to have the Leica Lumix 12mm 1.4, which is like a 24mm equivalent, but that lens is so big and heavy. And I just bought this one like pancake 14mm 2.5 spherical pancake lens for like $200, and it is the best lens of all time. Sup, Trip? Did you get a haircut? It's good to know everybody. Like even with cars, right? If you want your car to go faster or be a real race car, it's very simple. You just strip it, right? Like you get rid of the AC, you get rid of the radio, you get rid of the sound editing materials. Get rid of the rear seats, delete, right? Also, like, if your phone or your device is getting slow, right? It's like super simple, just delete all the old elements. And also, maybe my suggestion about networking, right? Is that you don't want to add people to your network. You want to delete nodes, you want to delete distractions from your lifestyle, right? And so, even with things, right? Like even furniture or lifestyle of your kids, right? Like the point is to not buy more furniture, it's to get rid of more furniture, right? With kids, like my simple suggestion is, I don't think I ever bought Seneca a toy in his life, besides like, you know, one Lego Technic set and like a baby Lamborghini Matchbox toy I found in Vietnam or Saigon or Cambodia. But yeah, kids will just obtain things by osmosis. Also, pro tip is, like, whenever people give out free swag, politely refuse, because sooner or later you're gonna have to throw that in the trash. And also, when in doubt, just throw in the trash, it's fine. And also the problem with a lot of people who have sports cars, you're always trying to add elements, but the ideal is to, you know, be removing elements. Like, what was it, Einstein or somebody who was like, perfection is not like when you have nothing left to add, but when there's nothing left to take away. So this is why my idea of, even on your iPhone, iPad, every single day uninstall one app until you like have the truly, truly essential. So for example, on the iPhone, the only really essential apps you have is like Google Maps or Apple Maps, right? FaceTime, Safari, and that's pretty much it. Like, you don't even need a text message. Like, the only reason you need text messaging nowadays is for two-factor authentication. Beyond that, like, just, you wanna see how your friend is doing, just FaceTime them, or just voice call them, don't text them. I feel that, just better to just FaceTime or call your friend out the blue than to do a silly text messaging chain. I think that's the, and also just turn off all your notifications besides FaceTime. In the voice settings, the phone settings things on the iPhone, do silence unknown callers. That should get rid of 99.9% of your spammers. So just don't check it. And also with shoes, Vibram 5-finger shoes. Got some holes on the bottoms, but on Amazon, I ordered this, heel repair shoe kit for like $6. It's just like adhesives, like stickers. I just put it on and boom, works fine, all right? So yeah, just keep it simple. Even with outfits, suits, whatever, you're going to a wedding, the most uber minimalistic outfit possible. Just wear a black t-shirt, black merino wool t-shirt, and some white jeans, and you're gonna look super fly. Yeah, just look handsome. Just the best outfit is being buff, being jacked with a good jawline. Also, like with fitness, physique, and stuff, right? All these dudes trying to put on more muscle to become more massive, increase their weight. But the true strategy is the easiest, most effective thing is to just lose fat. Like, it's better to be 100. Let us assume you're 6 feet tall, right? It's better to be 160 pounds with a six pack than to be 200 pounds at 20% body fat and you're fat, right? Just look at the midsection. I think my personal suggestion for bodybuilders is, man, this is like so annoying. Like, to look at these stupid stickers. Do people know that, like, if you're walking a lot and you see annoying stickers, you could just kind of take them off? I don't like looking at it. Also the thing with graffiti, right? Stickers. The most effective thing is to just delete or get rid of the graffiti. Don't add graffiti. Yeah, and also like with your car, it's like, don't get a mod, just wash your car, it's fine. Even the same thing with the house, just the best mod you can do for your house is vacuum the floor. The reason why a Dyson is probably, I think I like my Dyson more than I like my iPhone. It's probably more important too. That's so annoying. Yeah, do people not know that, like, you could just remove these yourself? So, yeah, you see stuff you don't like, it's annoying, just rip it off and throw it in the trash. Trash! And actually the route for being a true minimalist, yeah, just get rid of trash, junk. The ideal isn't to just upgrade your iPhone. iPhones are for losers. Yeah, so I think, thinking ahead, think about the futures. Any sort of sport which requires you to sit on your butt is bad. So, like, even like horse riding, right? It's like, you ain't doing none, you're just like, right? And so if you think about it, like, horses don't really, certainly they take skill, but like, you sit on your butt, right? Like, that's even where a lot of people think of riding a bicycle as virtuous. I see this guy for so long. Tired of seeing this. Be the change of what you wish to see the world. Just get rid of. Sometimes you can't even take it off. But anyways, so I'm just gonna walk around with some like matte black stickers and just tape over stickers I don't like. So what are some of the things I'm saying? Oh, this is also where riding a bike is kind of funny, right? Certainly probably better to ride a bike than to drive a car, but still, like, ideally better to walk than to bike, because biking is great, but you still have to sit on your butt, right? And so once again, anything that you have to sit on your butt is typically not good. And even with exercise is working out, right? The ideal workout is you never have to do no exercises which require you to lie down on your back or to sit. So just do all your exercises standing. And people are like, oh, how are you gonna get some good big pecs? Maybe just do weighted ring dips. Just get some wooden rings, Titan Fitness, get a 60 pound weight vest and do some dips. That should be good for your chest. And I think all this modern day exercise fitness stuff is pretty ridiculous. And even consider this like really ridiculous notion is everyone is trying to buy the 911 GT3 RS, the Lambo, the McLaren, whatever, right? But once again, like, it's like you're forced to be like sitting on your butt. Like, that's probably not a desired outcome, right? Also with work, like, why would you want to be seated, even standing in front of a screen all day, right? The ideal is for you to have omnidirectional, like, parkour skills, and not to be an indoor slave. I think the ideal is to just be outside all day. I think this is also why people love camping, because with camping, like, you only ever go into your tiny ass tent when you're sleeping. But otherwise, you're outside, like, even before sleeping, right? Like, you're all by the campfire telling stories and stuff, right? And you go to sleep. So the ideal, and you think about the movie Troy, like Achilles, Brad Pitt in his hut, with his three babes? I forget exactly which, but yeah, the point wasn't to, indefinitely, yeah, look at this, parkour. Yeah, multi-directional, right? The point ain't to just like to be inside your glass cube cage. Set yourself free.